From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is now in Beijing. He is to urge China to do more to press North Korea to stop its controversial nuclear test during his talks beginning shortly in the Chinese capital. Kerry has meetings planned with the Chinese foreign minister early Wednesday, and two top diplomats will hold a news conference before they will hold further talks at a working lunch, according to U.S. officials. Earlier this month, Pyongyang conducted what it said was a successful test of a hydrogen bomb. That was a move that drew international condemnation. The World Health Organization says it suspects a link between the mosquito-borne Zika virus and a rare birth defect that gives babies abnormally small heads, but so far the evidence is circumstantial. This is the WHO's Director General, Margaret Chan.
Although a casual link between Zika infection in pregnancy and microcephaly has not, and I must emphasize, has not been established, the circumstantial evidence is suggestive and extremely worrisome.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier said the UN agency plans a special session Thursday on the virus during a Geneva meeting of its executive board. He said the virus has been associated with close to 4,000 microcephaly cases in Brazil, El Salvador, Panama, Colombia, and Cape Verde also have large outbreaks. Officials in Afghanistan say a policeman suspected to have links to the Taliban killed 10 fellow officers Tuesday in the central province of Uruzgan. The pre-dawn violence happened at a security post in the Chinarto district. A rogue policeman drugged his colleagues before shooting them dead. This is VOA News. Pope Francis met with the Iranian president Tuesday, joining a cordial discussion which touched on the recent nuclear accord and Iran's role in the region. President Hassan Rouhani met first with Francis privately for 40 minutes and then later with other officials. The Vatican said in a statement that the conversation delved into the nuclear accord recently taking the effect and the important role that Iran was called to play. The Vatican described the talks as cordial. After the meeting, Iran's president asked Pope Francis to pray for him. Police fired tear gas and taxi drivers lit bonfires on a major highway Tuesday amid nationwide strikes and protest over working conditions and competition from non-traditional services such as Uber. This is the president of the international website Taxis de France. He says, in two words, what we want is either eradication or compensation. Simply, there's no arguing about it. We've had enough. We're tired. So either the government bans private chauffeur-driven cars or give us compensation. It's that simple. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Manuel Valls met with the taxi drivers in an apparent attempt to defuse the tensions. He condemned the drivers' violence but promised to strengthen a police crackdown on the competing taxi services that the drivers are protesting. Ghanaians have reacted strongly to the transfer of two Yemeni detainees held for more than a decade at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to the West African country. However, President John Mahama said the men posed no threat and would be monitored.
We have had several sessions with the Americans. People went to Guantanamo and personally interviewed these people. And I believe that our security is not endangered because they are in our country.
The government has granted permission for the two to remain in Ghana for 2 years, subject to security clearances. U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker and a slew of American business executives are meeting in Nigeria to encourage trade that they say will create jobs on both continents. The visit to Nigeria and Rwanda is designed to transform the perception of Africa from an aid-dependent continent to a region brimming with business opportunities. Kenyan forces pulled out of two towns in southern Somalia Tuesday, and Islamic extremists quickly moved into one of them, according to residents. The Kenyans' withdrawal came after an attack by Islamic extremists who claimed that they had killed many Kenyan peacekeepers recently, according to residents. You can read more details on that and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.